Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. We have an amazing show today. I've been able to invite someone I've wanted on the show for a number of weeks. He is the founder and CEO of InFront Webworks. And let me tell you, this is a digital agency you need to know about. You've probably heard about them already, but I've been able to get Mr. Matthew Pallas, the founder and CEO of the company, on the show. I have so many questions for Matthew about being a digital agency and what's going on in the space today after the pandemic, through the pandemic, and what the future looks like for online digital. I'm so excited. Without further ado, Mr. Matthew Pallas, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Andy, thanks for having me. Fortunately, I like questions a lot, so I think this will go really well.
I love it, Matthew. And we've had a chance to speak before the interview, and it's so great to have you on the show. You have such a great outlook, and you have so many case studies on your website of successful engagements with so many important companies, and I wanted to congratulate you on that. But Matthew, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet to begin the show and tell us about what you do at InFront Webworks.
Okay, yeah, InFront Webworks, we are an online agency. The primary focus of our business is marketing companies online and also providing web-based services for them as far as website development, e-commerce services, as well as the hosting and email services that go with that. As an agency, we want to be a one-stop shop for small to medium-sized businesses to be able to come in and find one company, not have to play general contractor. That's what we find happens a lot of times is the technologies are changing quickly. It can be very challenging for people to keep up with all the different tools that are coming out. And there's certain areas they might be good at, other areas they're not so good at. So they need a team that has a well-rounded talent pool that they can tap into and utilize those areas that they think will augment their team the best.
I love it so much, Matthew. It makes all the sense in the world. Some of the case studies that you have on your website are absolutely remarkable. So many testimonials. People just rave about what you and your team are doing. Is there a particular size of company that you specialize in at the InFront Webworks?
That's a really good question. I would say, just based on pure sales numbers, about 70% of our revenue is going to be small businesses. The other 30% is going to be mid-size organizations, larger nonprofits, healthcare organizations. And again, those are larger companies that need a team that can augment some areas of what they're trying to do online. So I'd say the majority is small businesses.
I love it, Matthew, so much. And obviously, you're a full service agency. You do website design, development, custom coding, SEO, PPC, social media. You host, you do cloud work. I mean, you do it all. And you've got an expert digital team that has literally helped hundreds and hundreds of clients dominate online. So when we talk about a small to medium-sized business, what's the key, Matthew? Is it that local sort of presence that they need to sort of dominate? And is that where you help the small to medium-sized businesses the most?
Yeah, it's an evolution with a lot of companies. It kind of depends on how long their business has been around in the local community and what they've done for efforts online over time. I mean, we say marketing isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. So generally speaking, what we're looking at is we work with organizations. We're going to take a look at what their current situation is, what their market position is locally, and then based on what their goals are, we're going to work with them on a plan that starts to get them returns as quick as possible. That's always our goal. If I use an analogy, it's kind of silly, but I tell people, a lot of companies know they have to bake a lot of cakes, okay? But they just don't know which one to bake first to get return. And then they don't know what the next one to bake is to get the next, you know, law of diminishing returns. So our job is to work with them and their teams, augment their teams, and then help them prioritize. Listen, we're going to put efforts here first because we know that this is going to move the needle for you. And that's what they're looking for. You know, we got to move the needle as quickly as possible, especially in the beginning, because that's usually we have some heavy lifting in the beginning.
I love that, Matthew. I love that analogy of baking the cakes. You know, everybody, every small to medium-sized business, they need to bake a lot of cakes to be successful. Yes. And the real question is, which cake do they sort of build first? And that's where your expertise comes in. And, mm-hmm. you know, as a trusted Google partner and as an award-winning digital marketing agency, you help so many companies grow their business. And what I really love about what you do, Matthew, is you really help companies craft a marketing strategy, which also allows them to gain very valuable customer insight. And that's really a way for these small to medium-sized companies to build their brand and build their company. So congratulations. What does that first conversation look like, Matthew, when one of these companies reach out, you know, to your company and they say, hey, Matthew, or to one of your teams, you know, we've heard about Infront WebWorks. We know you do great work. You've come referred, or we've read your testimonials, or we've read your case studies. And this is the kind of company we love to work with because we know your company cares about us, the client. What's that first conversation sound like when someone tries to engage with you, Matthew?
Sure. Results are really the reality of what people are looking for at the end of the day. So our first conversation, we're going to be, like, again, diving into kind of what is their existing market position? What have they invested over time into online marketing and their website? We do a big assessment basically right up front of a lot of the fundamentals first. We want to understand what's been missing over time, because a lot of times fundamentals are missing. And with anything related to search fundamentals, you have to have those in place. So we look at fundamentals first, then we're going to start looking at the competition in the area. Are there, you know, as if it's dentists, as an example, you know, are you a brand new dentist coming into town and you've only been here a year and there's five other dentists that have been online in town for 20 years with lots of content on their site and, you know, tons of reviews? You know, we have to look at these market positions, especially up front, to let them know right up front and set an expectation. Hey, let's say you're new into town. You're a new business. You got a road, you got a hill to climb. We can do it with you, but we want to set the expectation up front. I think that what can happen, kind of circling back to the original part of the question, is how does the conversation start? Interestingly enough, a lot of it is building confidence in people, because many people have been burned so badly by online marketing organizations over time. Everybody's looking for the next snake oil, kind of, so to speak, in online marketing. And the reality is all the tried and true things that we've been doing for over 15, 20 years, it's still the same methodologies. They've tweaked a little bit, and it'd be obviously the competition's a lot heavier in local markets, especially. But building that confidence in people that, yes, we do have a plan. We are going to implement this. You are going to see results, even if they've been burned 2-3 times in the past. That's probably one of the biggest challenges in our conversations. Lots of people have been burned.
Well, it's very interesting, and that's a very sad fact. But the good news is there's a shining light with companies like yours. You know, Matthew, you have over 20 years of experience in information technology, website development, online marketing, and cloud services. You've owned and managed two other online agencies, and you've been really a key player in multiple technology mergers and acquisitions. So obviously you're someone that's very trustworthy, and that's very important in the online space for companies to look for someone that's really leads a company with your type of experience and your type of background. And that's very, very important. Now, Matthew, when we think about, let's focus in on a smaller company right now. Sure. How important is it for them sort of to dominate the local space, and how does your company go about helping them to do that?
Really good question. Everybody has gone into, say, a Google and done a search for, I don't know, Chinese food restaurant, dentist, or anything like that. And what you're going to see when you first search is what we call the three pack. You're going to see a little map at the top. It's going to show you the top three dentists in your area. And Google's rating those based on how long they've been around, how many reviews they have, how strong is their website with respect to search. There's a lot of different parameters that they're looking at. And again, like I said, this is a marathon. These people that got into that three pack didn't get there overnight. Okay. So to answer your question, the three pack is the answer. If you're not in the three pack, you're missing all your local business. So it's kind of a difference between, and clients will notice it. If they're in the three pack, the leads are coming in. If they drop out of the three pack, the leads are slowing down. So, you know, our job is to, especially with local businesses, let's get all those fundamentals in place. We actually are establishing right now with Colorado Springs BBB, a partnership with them as well to start baking their services into our services for more advanced local placement for companies. So those are the kind of things that we do, kind of things that we work on. It's all about that local placement. It's all about getting into that three pack because that's where all the that's where all the leads are coming from. You drop out of that three pack, you're going to lose the leads. So really everybody's fighting for those top three positions most of the time, if they're a market player locally.
Wow, that's so interesting because you're mentioning about the three pack and obviously you have a great expertise in helping your local companies get into that three pack. Matthew, when people engage with you and they say, you know, hey, Matthew, we've heard about what you're doing at InFront WebWorks. It sounds really good. Do they even know about the three pack or is this something that you have to educate them on?
I'd say anybody who's had a business for a while understands what that three pack is. They may not know what the name is, but when you say, hey, when you do a search, you see the map and the three people underneath, they know exactly what that is because they know those are the people getting the clicks because they're in the top fold. They're right up there. And like I say, if you're new to an area or you've been in a particular market for a while, you're going to notice right away. You're going to know who your competitors are because you're searching that. It's not a mystery to you who your competitors are locally.
Yeah, Matthew, that makes all the sense in the world. And obviously, you have a great expertise in helping those companies. You know, when we think about it and we think about what's going on in the world and we think about what's going online, how important do you believe reviews are for local companies? Is that something they need to focus in on? And is that something at InFront WebWorks that you sort of think about with your clients and put them in the position to win in that regard?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at reviews. I mean, reviews are based on even different sites. You know, you can have Yelp reviews, you can have Google reviews, you can have Angie's List reviews if you're home service. You know, there's a lot. There's each one of these sites is kind of a separate market that people have to make a commitment to as a business. If you're a home service person, you start working at Angie's List, you need to figure out that ecosystem and how that works in Angie's List in order to actually do well in that market. Same thing with Google. You know, it's every single one of these is a separate search engine. It's a separate market. It has different reviews. And we focus a lot on reviews. In fact, even for our own company, there's a lot of times there's industry specific sites you can go to. So for our industry, there's one called Clutch. So what we do with Clutch is we have to submit case studies to them with backed up data from clients on performance, how well we did. We then hand all that data over to them. They then dissect all of that, call the clients up, make sure that we're telling the truth and that everything we did is real. You can find a very industry specific review sites, and those can be helpful too, because like I say, like an Angie's List, those guys will, for the home service business, they will push a lot of leads over to you if you're doing well with them.
Wow, that is so interesting that you're on Clutch, and that makes all the sense in the world for the people that didn't know about it. You just heard something from Matthew that's very, very enlightening. Now, Matthew, when we think about getting into that three-pack of Google, mm-hmm. and we think about, again, a smaller company right now, let's say you do your magic that you're known for at InFront, and you do get your client into the three-pack. Now, what happens... How do you get involved with their website? Because I would imagine that once you get a visitor to the website, something magic has to happen. Those websites have to produce a lead. And if they're not producing a lead, then that visitor really is meaningless to that local company. So do you also help with the websites and put those together in a meaningful way for your local companies to make sure they get that lead so that they can contact that customer and provide their service or their product to that customer?
Yes, we do. We work with companies on their websites, on their e-commerce sites, pretty much all aspects of that. That's what's nice about working with an agency is that, and the web and the hosting side. I mean, we have to remember that the search engines like fast websites. Okay. So if you're three people you know, battling it out for a local position on Google for the best dentist, so to speak, in the three pack. If your site is takes 3 seconds to load and another one takes a half a second to load, chances are you're gonna get better placement. So a lot of times we're working on so many different aspects. There's technical aspects for site speed. There's aspects of making sure that, like I said, the fundamentals are in place with their Google My Business page so that we can get them into three packs, all that stuff. There's on-page stuff that we're doing within the website itself to make sure Google likes what it sees inside the site. Those are kind of the technical aspects of what we do. In order to move the needle, it does require all of these disciplines. It requires the marketing side. It requires a good quality web developers that understand what search engines are looking for. It also requires good quality hosting, so you have the speed that all the search engines are looking for, so they'll index you higher. It's not enough just to have a user-friendly website anymore. I mean, there's that aspect as well, but that's not even enough anymore. It goes way beyond that as far as just trying to get placement.
Wow, that's very interesting, Matthew. And of course, you work with medium to large size companies as well that have mm-hmm. a bigger geographic footprint, whether it be regional or even national. So how does your company at Infront WebWorks sort of approach more of a regional or national player? What's that approach look like from your peer view of being the CEO and founder of Infront?
Absolutely. Going back to what I was talking about before, that's where we're really working to augment larger teams. When you get into a larger organization, they're going to have a marketing department. People in that marketing department can have certain talent sets. They will definitely, we see them raise their hand and say, yeah, that's not my talent set. I mean, they're going to say it because it's a big company. They got mountains to move usually. So a lot of times we're working with them on a lot of technical aspects. The other thing that we see happen quite often with larger organizations is that because their websites kind of morph slower over time, there tends to be a lot more cleanup work that needs to be done from a technical fundamental standpoint, even for the search engines. It's just, you kind of end up with this kind of a ball of string, you know, over time of a website, and it's not meeting what Google's, you know, current standards are, things like that it's looking for. So a lot of times there's that aspect of it too, or we're dealing with massive amounts of content. A lot of times we will get pulled in too, because this is a big one. If you have a site with a lot of content and it's placing really, really well, we've seen it happen. We had a company that had an e-commerce site that got talked into a new website, and their traffic literally dropped 70% in the first month of release. It was so bad because all their sales were online. So when you're doing over $100,000 a month and it goes down to 30, that's a big deal. So we ended up doing an emergency month two of rolling back their previous site that they had with a different company. They just knew who we were. And they said, these people messed up, help us. You know, we've used you way in the past. It was actually a client from like 6-7 years before. And they said, you guys did us right then. We just got screwed. Help us, please. So we ended up rolling everything back. We put our SEO team on it, did all the damage control we could. We were able to literally get their traffic within about 8 months. We had their traffic back to normal. Got things restabilized, got sales back to normal. But people don't realize how much just making a website move requires coordination and talent to do. When you just do it like forklift upgrade style, the SEO effects, Google will just drop you. If you don't do it right, it's dangerous. Very dangerous.
Well, Matthew, yeah, that's very important. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. That's very important. Very, very interesting, Matthew, what you mentioned. And for the entrepreneurs watching the show, you might want to rewind what Matthew just said there on this interview, because you definitely can cause some major problems to your brand if you don't engage with a company that knows what they're doing. And that's why Matthew and his entire team with, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of years of combined experience, those are the types of companies that you want to lean on when you make a change. Because if you make a change in the wrong direction with the wrong company, massive problems can happen, as we just heard. So please, I tell all my friends watching the show and all the companies watching the show and all the entrepreneurs watching the show, if you're going to make a big move, make sure you reach out to a company that really stands behind what they do, because you don't want to make an error in this day and age. Now, you're known, Matthew, and your team is known for pioneering new ways for companies to attract customers. You know, you've made a living out of this, and really you put your client at the forefront of everything you do at the company. So I want to move this conversation a little bit into entrepreneurship, because you have such a passion to help your clients. It's remarkable. And that's really how you've built this great agency. So, so where did that come from? Where did this commitment to your customer come from? Is that something you learned at school, or something that sort of was built organically with all of your years' experience working at such amazing companies?
When I first came out of college, I worked for a large Fortune 500 for a couple of years. And then after that, pretty much worked exclusively with small businesses. You know, my mom was had a hair salon. My stepfather, he had a real estate business and a law firm. My dad was a my biological dad was a builder. So always around small businesses all the time. That was kind of dinner talk, so to speak, at my house. Construction industry, kind of you name it. So when I started up my first agency back in the mid-90s, this was the Wild West. I mean, it was a frontier. You know, they didn't have local marketing. It was, you get number one for cars and it was national. You want to talk about turning on the fire hose. If you got that placement, it was crazy. So you just start to, the thing that I really enjoy the most about working with the smaller and medium-sized companies is that we get to see, the employees get to see, everybody's working on it, gets to see immediate results, you know, within a month, 2-3 months, we are seeing impact that we're having on these companies. It's really enjoyable. You know, if you look at a company like Apple, they make a product. Everybody gets behind this product. Well, we don't have a product, really. You know, we don't have a physical item we can design and get behind and get excited about. What we get excited about is results and client stories and how we help clients, you know. The one I was telling you about that got really whacked with the search engines when they did that site change. You know, that's a gratifying feeling. This gentleman who owned the company, was older. You know, he's up into his late 70s. You know, this was a retirement type business for him. It was doing really well and getting legs. And it was like somebody just swept the legs right out from underneath of him. You know, so we were able to go in there and really help them. And that's enjoyable. That's the kind of thing where you just see the impact. Some of it's also the products. I mean, some of the companies we work with, the products that they have, they impact people's lives. And it's really fun to get that message out there and help them, literally help people. Like if it's health products, we work with a number of those as well, different like supplements and health products, and they help people. So to me, it really comes down to what are we doing for people? What are the results that we're seeing for people? It's that story. It's being able to have that client call you up and go, oh my gosh, I haven't gotten a lead on my website ever. And you guys, I've been with you guys for 2 months and this is just fantastic. You know, we had a lady who was a dog breeder. You know, they have so many litters a year, you know, she's like, I'm sold out. Great. You guys did an awesome job. You know, that's what we're looking for. You know, they hired us. They're looking for results. We get to get them the results. And that's the excitement for everybody on the team. Nobody, I did the .com startup days. We did a lot of web development and there was nothing more depressing than spending 6 months building out some really killer app for a company that was a startup to have that thing go put on mothballs. I mean, it's discouraging for everybody, including the people on the team, because you get emotionally involved in the project itself. So we really like to work with companies that we feel are coachable, companies that we feel are going to take the direction and work with us that we can get results for, because that gives us, you know, some kind of return emotionally, and it also gives the customer a great return. So it creates a win-win relationship.
I love it, Matthew. It makes all the sense in the world. And obviously, your company is known for not only the small to medium-sized businesses, but also working with enterprise-level customers as well. You do such a great job. And again, for the entrepreneurs watching the show, you know, you can go to Harvard and get your MBA. When you go there, you know, there's going to be a professor that's in the classroom and you're going to be a student. They're going to be doing case studies and they're going to be talking about what you can do to build a great company. But if you just want to rewind, Matthew, about 3 or 4 minutes, you'll hear something that you're going to learn at Harvard, which is you want to be passionate about your customers. You want to be passionate for their success. And that's the thing that separates Matthew and his team from the pack, is that they get emotionally involved and they want for you as much as what you want for you, which is a giant success and giant wins along the way. So Matthew, congratulations on that so much. Now let's turn to entrepreneurship just a little bit. And I know you've only cut out a certain amount of time, Matthew. So thank you so much for coming on the Entrepreneur Spotlight Show. But, you know, we're going to have younger entrepreneurs watching the show. They might be facing some difficult times, Matthew, and maybe they're hitting a roadblock. Maybe they're hitting an obstacle. Maybe there's a wall they can't get through. And I know that as a fellow entrepreneur, you and I understand that sometimes you have to push through those things and get around, get through, or get on top of those things, get through it. So for the younger entrepreneurs, maybe having a tough time where they are in their business system right now, maybe you could give some words of encouragement and some ideas to the younger entrepreneurs on how to keep on pushing through when they meet those tough times.
I really feel like there's two things you could focus on, especially nowadays. The first one is building up a team culture. It's difficult or more difficult to do with the COVID situation, with people working from home, especially if you're hiring new people into your teams. We really have put, we've done everything we can to keep people safe, get them back to the office if they want to go. It's been fairly voluntary up till about now. We're feeling clean, feeling clear now. And we spent a lot of money on high tech air purification systems into our office, over the past year. It's really important from my perspective, after building up a culture of basically mentorship, and apprenticeship is really what our culture is like. Where we have senior people working with more junior people, and it's about bringing people up, everybody. We literally want everybody to be brought up as if they're going to be a manager. I don't care who they are in our team. And when we started to break away with COVID and started to work from home, it's what I noticed on the back end of that is it's a lot harder to keep that team and keep that culture in place. So focus on that. Really, I would say fight hard to get your teams back into in-person meetings. You can't have people in an apprenticeship type environment trying to learn from each other, especially if it's an entrepreneurial environment, when they're all over the place. They got to be in the same room. They can hear the conversations with each other. It's just super important. And they get to know each other. They have empathy for one another. They get to help each other. You can't get that remotely. I'm sorry. I just truly feel in retrospect that that's super important. The other one is focus. This is really difficult for newer organizations. And I will tell you why. You know, having been in this industry for almost 25 years now, it hasn't changed as much as you guys would like to think. There's just a lot more tools and a lot more software out there, but the fundamentals of what we do are still the same. We can tend to get excited about certain things like new service offerings. And I've talked to a lot of smaller, after COVID, I interviewed and talked to a lot of competitors in the area just to find out where they were at. And the smaller, younger companies, one of the biggest problems they were running into is they had a lot of young, enthusiastic people that wanted to take on every single project, regardless of what it was or what the space was. So what was happening is nobody was really looking at the P&L. All they were looking at, or the profitability of certain projects, all they were really looking at is, hey, we got more business, let's take it. And then they would do everything they could to make the client happy, which of course is great. It's just that if you're not making money because you spread your service layer too thin, and there's like one person in each department and they're not cash flowing any department, you now have a non-profitable, non-sustainable business and your clients are going to hate you because you're going to fail. And you won't be around tomorrow. So you can't help them anymore. So I think that staying focused and really trying to, we develop P&Ls per department. I think it's super important. You want to start up a social media department, do a P&L on it. How much money does it bring in? What are the payrolls? Just at least understand what that department is contributing. If it's not contributing, I wouldn't put up with that for very long. Okay. In a small company, you got one person in the department, that thing should go cash flow positive fast. just one payroll. And then, you know, focus on keeping it that way. And if you have lots of departments, I would put a hard, fast rule in. If it's not profitable for a period of time, we ditch the department or we strip it down to nothing and start over again and try a different method. But I would say stay laser focused on what's going on with your projects. How profitable are they based on the different service offerings that you're putting out? Because it's really easy to say yes to everything and see the checks coming in. But remember, there's checks going back out to pay all the expenses to get that work produced.
That is great advice, Matthew. And obviously, that's another Harvard Business School moment right there. Very, very interesting that you mentioned that. And certainly, when people hire you and they reach out to InFront WebWorks, Matthew, they're going to get that kind of advice as well from you and your team, which is very valuable, especially for younger, smaller companies to be able to lean on their digital marketing agency. Not only for all the digital marketing that you do, the amazing digital marketing that you do, but also to receive some of these gems, some of these business gems, some of these business sort of mentorship moments, some of this advice that you're able to impart on your clients. So that's another additional benefit that people get when they hire InFront WebWorks. It's very, very interesting. You know, Matthew, I know that you're super busy with so many companies. Your retention rate is through the roof. So many people, once they start with you, they just don't stop. I don't know when you find time for, you know, your family and boating and skiing in the trees and hiking and cooking, which are things that you love as well. And it's just really awesome to have you on the show. And, you know, I really think that when I'm thinking about digital marketing and I'm thinking about the kind of owner-led digital marketing agency that I want to work with. Obviously, the culture is led by the CEO, and you can tell why your company is so successful because it's the culture that you set. It's the culture that you put into place. It's the mindset that you have through your experience that has made the rest of your team great. And congratulations for putting together such an amazing team as well. I wanted to take a minute to thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. You've given us some amazing gems about entrepreneurship. You've been able to share with our audience what it takes to really build a great digital agency like InFront WebWorks. And Matthew, congratulations on your success. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Andy. I appreciate it. It was really enjoyable talking to you and your audience.